These gentlemen by day are clinical psychologists, theatrical talent buyers, real estate developers, and working musicians. But when they clock out of the day gig, they step into their very comfortable shoes as the No Promises vocal band. Nat Commissar, Joshua Steele, David Baum, Matt Croy, Jeff Grooms, Kyle Carnes, Skylar Vargas, and Paul Phillips share a passion for fine a cappella singing. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal, joined in the studio tonight by No Promises. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
Hello. Elaine.
It is always a special occasion when No Promises sing, but this time of year, it gets cranked up a notch. Christmas time. Joshua Steele, as the guy who does a lot of the arranging for the group, what do you look for when you're putting together a Christmas show?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think Christmas, to me, is mostly time to get out all those great holiday ballads. Perhaps no other holiday is as integrated with music as the Christmas season. And we'll have a lot of those favorite ballads on this upcoming tour.
The new Christmas show is called Christmas with No Promises. Mm-hmm. David, do you repeat songs that have been big hits in the past, or are you always looking for new material?
Well, we do a little bit of both. A couple of the tunes that we do, we've been doing since we got started a number of years ago. But every year we try to add at least something to the repertoire and do something new and something exciting. This year will be no different. Josh has got some good stuff cooked up.
Nat, when do you start working on Christmas tunes?
Oh, we've already have. We got into it mid-August.
Christmas with No Promises has several shows in and around the Cincinnati area. Where are you going to be playing, Josh?
So we have four shows lined up this year, and we are at all compass points around Cincinnati. So we'll start way out on the east side in New Richmond. It's a new venue for us, the Mount Zion St. Paul United Church. Beautiful little country church that our friend Jeff has a relation there, and we're looking forward to getting out to that side of town. We'll be returning to the Garfield Theater, which many folks will know as the former Shakespeare Theater on Race Street downtown. It's now a wonderful independent cinema. We did a show there last year with a capacity or near capacity audience.
Yeah,
so that was a fantastic time. We'll be doing our annual show at Good Shepherd Church up in Montgomery. It's a wonderful church. That's where myself and Skylar have a weekly church gig. We're pleased to sing there every weekend. And they'll welcome us, let's see, for the fifth time. And we always draw quite a great crowd there. And then we'll be making our West Side debut, I'm pleased to say. We'll be going to the Warsaw Federal Incline Theater at the end of our tour. Very happy that Roger Pilley out there opened the doors to us to welcome us into Price Hill.
Josh, is No Promises your baby, your brainchild?
I guess so. But, you know, I think it's important that each member of the group bring an aspect of their personality and musicality to what we do. And I think that's reflected not only in the sound, but in the repertoire selection and just in the performance that we try to offer, the personality of the shows.
We're going to hear you sing live for us in just a couple of minutes. David, what does it take to achieve the kind of blend that a really top-notch a cappella group has to deliver?
Yeah, I would say a lot of dedication and time.
Let us know if you find out.
That's correct, yes. We're still looking for it, actually. No, I would say Josh and I have been doing this since the group started, nearly 5 years ago now. And it is an ongoing process to try to find the right mix. The only thing that really we've found, the magic sauce, is time, dedication, and all of us being together. I think one of the things that we found is when one of us isn't there really changes the dynamic, and we all really need to be swimming in the same direction in order to get where we want to be.
Nat, is it like a physical vibe when it's happening?
I often say it's like going to church, whether it's in rehearsal or live. It's a very soulful, spiritual thing when eight voices blend together just the right way. It kind of makes those hair stand on end and gives you the goosebumps.
You guys love doing collaborations. You got any plan for the Christmas tour?
Not on this particular one, but we're always threatening. So this past year, we did a collaborative concert with the Northern Kentucky Brotherhood Singers. I know they've been on this program many times. Probably the best a cappella group in the city. Those guys are fantastic. And then the prior year, we collaborated with the Queen City Sisters. It's a wonderful Andrews Sisters style group. So we're always looking for opportunities to collaborate.
Oh, last year we sang with Southern Gateway Chorus,
that's
the barbershop
true.
Group,
yeah.
Western Hills.
And the Bell Choir. We did. We
oh,
also
the
did
Bell
a,
Choir.
A weird, really cool handbell, concert yeah. with the handbell choir.
Yeah.
Well, since you're all here gathered around the mic, might we hear a selection?
Of course. So this is a well-known tune by Joni Mitchell off her album Blue. This one is called River, featuring Skylar Vargas.
Blue, I made my baby say goodbye.
It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. So I wish I had a river. I would skate. Stays pretty green. You know I'm gonna make a lot of money. Then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. Oh, I wish I had a river. I would skate away. Oh, I wish I had a river so wide I could teach my feet.
I talk a little bit about choosing a Joni Mitchell tune, a song that was recorded with pretty much just voice and piano, and deciding to arrange it for eight voices.
You know, I first got my hands on Joni Mitchell's Blue in college, and although I was a couple decades late to the party, I think it still hit me the same way as it hit people in the 70s. Just what remarkable artistry and what a unique voice. You know, when you listen to a tune and considering it for a cappella, you listen to the texture. Right. In that tune, you hear that jingle bells in the piano, and there's a very percussive driving element to it. And yet at the same time, it sits back a little bit. So, you know, when you hear a texture, I think, in the orchestration of tunes that speaks to voices, I think that's full steam ahead.
And the lyrics are so important.
Absolutely.
Because
important.
There's nothing else going on. It's just you guys.
The embarrassing part of this for me is that, of course, now Josh is right. Joni Mitchell, it's a seminal recording. It's Wonderful Blue is something that's part of the fabric of my upbringing. And when Skylar was first introduced to this song, he said, Joni who?
He probably wasn't born, right?
He was not.
No, certainly not.
But he sure does have the chops to really put it out there.
He does. Great job, Skylar.
Yeah.
My guests are No Promises. Besides the Christmas show, you guys have a brand new EP, don't you?
We do, yeah.
Perfect stocking stuffer, perhaps?
Absolutely, absolutely. Some of our favorite classics from the American Songbook. It's called The Nines. I'd be remiss to say you can get it on our website or on iTunes as long as it still exists, though I hear they're shutting it down.
Oh, no.
Well, they're moving to subscription.
Oh, is that it? Yeah, so you can stream it also on Spotify or Apple Music.
What's on the docket for next year, then, after Christmas gets put away for the year?
You know, we always have a kind of a group meeting around the first of the year and sort of plan out what we have in mind. These Christmas concerts are always a major flag planted for us, but every year for the past several, we've been doing recording projects, and we've been eyeing a couple things, but we're thinking about doing a project based on songs of faith, and not necessarily religious faith, although that will be in play, but, you know, faith in love, faith in life, faith in music. So we'll be deciding exactly what that means early next year and look forward to cooking something up.
And generally are accompanied by some tongue-in-cheek, silly, sardonic videos that we like to post on our Facebook page as well.
Any tricks for staying healthy through the holidays?
Oh, boy.
Nasal saline rinse daily. It's awful, but it's good.
Knocking on wood?
Yeah. That works.
It comes down to sleep and water at the end of the day, and many of us certainly aren't able to get enough of the former.
Shattered musical norms and sonorous surprises await whenever the No Promises vocal band steps up to the microphone. It's the busy time of year for Nat Commissar, Joshua Steele, Kyle Carnes, Skylar Vargas, Paul Phillips, David Baum, Matt Croy, and Jeff Grooms, the No Promises vocal band. getting ready to embark on their 2019 Christmas tour, It's Christmas with No Promises. For a link to their music and live performance schedule, visit our website, wvxu.org. Guys, thank you so much for coming in and singing for us.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
And is it okay to say Merry Christmas?
Ho, ho, ho.
Absolutely.
It's No Promises live on 91.7 WVXU for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal.